So, of course, the big question is, what do you do with the BRAF positive patient? And I remember hearing about that. I think it was actually even before ESMO, because the data were out there, hearing people talking about this. I'm curious how it played out in the 72-year-old lady. What was her situation?
Yeah, so this woman that I saw, she was 72. She was a little bit different because she had this history of BRAF mutant stage 3 melanoma that was resected. And she had a history of this primary biliary cirrhosis, so this kind of autoimmune biliary process. So in this patient with a BRAF mutation, clearly I think the right choice would be a BRAF and MEK inhibitor combination in the adjuvant setting. And I think one of the real clear messages is BRAF and MEK inhibition in the adjuvant setting, really, really effective. And there's actually some ways you can splice through the data to suggest that it may even be a little more effective, at least in the first year, than adjuvant PD-1.
So the reason you picked targeted therapy, I was assuming that you didn't want to give her the immune therapy because of the primary biliary cirrhosis. Even if she hadn't had that, do you usually use BRAF as adjuvant therapy? You prefer it?
In anyone with a history of autoimmune disease, in the adjuvant setting particularly, and a BRAF mutation, I think BRAF and MEK is the right choice in those patients for sure. Let's put the autoimmune history to the side.